T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And welcome back to our show. Another hot day. If you're lucky, you'll get caught in a thunderstorm. It will kind of cool things off a little bit. But the heat wave continues really for this entire region. So if you're outside, stay hydrated and pay attention. We've been talking about the release of Bonnie and Clyde on this day in 1967. And it was fun to think back on some of the movies that we saw when we were really young. And to this day, we remember these movies as being very, very violent. And Bonnie and Clyde is one of those movies for me. And Bonnie and Clyde, relative to the times, was a very violent movie. And even though it was condemned for being so violent, nobody ever thought to blame the movie for violent behavior. I think people just did not want young people to see the movie. But, you know, baby boomers, today's establishment, they saw movies like Bonnie and Clyde, A Clockwork Orange, the Sam Peckinpah movie, The Wild Bunch, and many others. Really sad to hear that comedian Andy Dick was sucker punched standing outside of a club. In fact, it was One Eye Jack's in the quarter. And he was waiting for a ride. He had performed and had a second show planned, and they had to cancel it. He was unconscious for about 15 minutes, according to the Times-Picayune and New Orleans Advocate. This was just outside of his nightclub. He just performed in the French Quarter. And he was sucker punched early Saturday. Now, you might remember him from the 1990s NBC sitcom News Radio. Some of you just remember him from different things that he's done on cable. Sometimes the guy's really funny. Oh, you know, Andy Dick in the movie Road Trip, Andy Dick played the motel attendant behind the desk when they went to go check into the motel. It's a funny character. But apparently he was taken by ambulance to the hospital. He was observed and described as having possible brain bleed. And Robert Kubion, who promoted the show, says that they have no idea who did it or why they did it, and he was just flabbergasted that the whole thing happened. State police have not made any arrests yet. Really sad when that happened. I mean, and what's the purpose of that? Really, I mean, you know, you really can't be that brave of a person if you're going to sucker punch somebody. I mean, that's just like a total cheap shot. A U.S. athlete took a knee at the Pan American Games in protest of the U.S. His protest was, we must call for change. This happened at the Pan American Games in Lima, Peru. Now, the athlete on the medal podium took a knee during the national anthem. But this didn't really get much attention. Is that because he's white? Or is it because he's a member of the U.S. fencing team? I think it's because he's a member of the U.S. fencing team. You know, it's not always about race. But if a white player took a knee during the playing of the national anthem in the NFL, there would be reaction to that. So I wanted to set the record straight on this, and I did in the video that I did for our Facebook page, WWL Radio, that I don't think it's because the guy's white. It's because the guy's a member of the U.S. fencing team, and that just doesn't get very much attention. Okay, President Trump says that CNN anchor Chris Cuomo is mentally unstable and should not own a gun. He said, I think what Chris Cuomo did was horrible. Now, we do have the audio of Chris Cuomo confronting a guy. A guy called him Fredo, and he got really upset. It was a reference to Fredo Corleone from the Godfather. And, you know, Fredo was kind of a loser, kind of a slacker. And so President Trump says that Chris Cuomo's language was horrible. He looked like an out-of-control animal. He lost it. He spews lies every night. I don't know why anyone would defend him. Chris Cuomo is out of control. I watched it. I thought it was terrible. I do not know who is defending him. Maybe they did not see it. Anyone who saw who saw Chris Cuomo would say that is a disgrace, and you would never see me do that. Trump added, Chris Cuomo is so out of control, I would not want him to see I would not want him to see a weapon in his hand. Now, Chris Cuomo is very critical of President Trump. I don't know that they're lies, but he's very critical of President Trump. Just because you criticize somebody doesn't mean you're lying about him. So I understand President Trump's frustration. Now, look, in my opinion, Chris Cuomo did overreact. So he threatened to throw this guy down the stairs after the guy called him Fredo. You know, again, a reference to the character in The Godfather. And Chris Cuomo said that calling an Italian person Fredo is the same as using the N-word. I'm going to disagree with Chris on this. I don't think there's a comparison there. Using the N-word is totally different than calling somebody Fredo. So I totally disagree with Chris Cuomo on that. But I don't think President Trump is right in saying that Chris Cuomo does not deserve to own a gun because he lost his temper. Because we know that President Trump has lost his temper as well. You've lost your temper. I've lost my temper. Just because you lose your temper, it depends on how you lose your temper, but just losing your temper really doesn't mean you shouldn't have a gun. Again, it depends on how you lose your temper. But here's the video. I mean, sorry, this is the audio that has surfaced from Chris Cuomo confronting a guy who called him Fredo.
You're going to have a problem.
What? What are you going to do about it?
I'll ruin you. I'll throw you down these stairs like a punk.
Please do.
Why? So you're going to sue?
You don't want to
sue?
Well, why don't you do it?
Go take a swing. You're going to call me Fredo. Take a swing. Take a swing. Watch your f***ing hands. Take a swing. Watch your f***ing hands. Take a swing. No, no. Come on, boy. Come on, boy. So you want to call me? Call me.
Hey, listen, man.
I'm not doing anything.
Every bleep is the F-bomb. So look, I mean, he got mad. And you know, look, you know, people confront you in public sometimes. And Chris Cuomo gets confronted there. But, you know, first of all, he's got to be tough enough to take it. You know, calling him Fredo, that in no way compares to using the N-word, in my opinion. So I agree with President Trump on that. But I don't agree that this, confronting this guy over this, I mean, Chris Cuomo didn't go out of his way to confront the guy. The guy came to him and insulted him. And while he shouldn't have reacted that way, it's not like this guy, Chris Cuomo, went out of his way to just verbally assault somebody. So I don't think that would make him ineligible to own a gun. If you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Also, a gun shop is being criticized for promoting a back-to-school sale on guns. Was that wrong? Anything wrong with having a back-to-school sale at your gun shop? I'm Scoot. We're coming back with your comments right here on WWL. There's a gun shop and shooting range in the Houston area, in Katy, Texas, and they're being criticized for having a back-to-school gun sale on their guns. It starts today and goes through August the 18th. The Boyert Shooting Center in Katy, Texas, which is in the Houston area, is offering up to 50% off guns. Now, there's a lot of criticism of this. I don't know if I understand the connection with guns and back to school. So here's our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Is a gun shop's back to school sale wrong, insensitive, especially at this time, or good marketing? 50% say it's good marketing. 25% say it's wrong, and 25% say it's insensitive, especially in these times. And the sale comes less than 2 weeks after the shootings in El Paso and Dayton, Ohio. Look, it's in poor taste, in my opinion, but, you know, I don't think it's worth making a big deal about it. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text that basically says what I just mentioned. Back-to-school sale on guns, it's in very bad taste. Of course it's in bad taste, because I mean, what's the implication? You got to have a gun to go back to school? That kids need to have guns? That, you know, let them get their backpacks and their colors and their construction paper and whatever it is that they need to get, and let's make sure that they have a gun as well. I mean, that's the implication, and that's wrong. From Marrero, Joseph, you're on WWL.
Hey, good evening, Scoot. How you doing today?
I'm good.
All right, so I'm talking about the Chris Cuomo situation. I don't know if people was aware of Chris was with his wife and his daughter when that guy approached Scoot. I would have had the same reaction if I'm out with my wife and daughter and some stranger just approached me with bullshit.
We have to let that go. We have to let that comment go. I think I've already got it, Ian. Yeah. Again, look, I appreciate the fact that when we have conversations, some people are very, very relaxed, but it sounded like he said something that he shouldn't have said. And so if you want to call back and continue the conversation, that's cool. I appreciate that people are so relaxed that they just let something fly, but... we still have to take care of business here. So President Trump says that CNN anchor Chris Cuomo is not mentally stable enough to own a gun. Do you agree with that? We're also talking about a gun shop that is being criticized for promoting a back-to-school gun sale on their guns. Chris Cuomo, if you're just tuning in, was confronted by a guy who called him Fredo, which seems like a reference to the character in The Godfather. And Chris Cuomo went off on this F-bomb rant. He was with his wife and daughter, and I guess some would argue that maybe he shouldn't have used the F-bomb so often in front of his daughter. But we do that sometimes as adults. It's not the right thing to do, but sometimes that does happen. From Covington, John, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Yeah, Scoot. All this talk about violence in the movies and so on, I just want to kind of put it in context. I'm 80 years old. Back in the late 40s and early 50s, there was a big push about comic books. Oh, comic books were leading teenagers to crime, and they were causing violence, and they were corrupting us, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They had a big year on where they came out with some comic books code where they had a censorship board, and they had to rate the comic books, and all the comic books were banned, and it never stopped any corruption or violence or anything else.
Yeah.
And I think the same thing is true. And in my opinion, the violence in movies and video games is a reflection of the violence that goes on in society. It's not the other way around.
It is. I totally agree with you. And in my studying of communication theory throughout my career, I know the argument can be made either way, but there's very little evidence that entertainment is to blame for violent behavior. Violent behavior reflects the entertainment that's already in society. Rap music did not make people talk that way. Rap music reflected the way people were talking.
Right. That's what I think.
Yeah. John, I appreciate the call. I did not know that about comic books. I was never a comic book guy. I mean, I was so nerdy in so many ways that you'd think I would have been into comic books. From River Ridge, Cindy, welcome to our show.
Hello, Scoot. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm calling because I heard this on the radio on the way home,
okay.
And I couldn't wait to ask you. My husband is pure Italian, and I know that you said they called him Fredo.
Yeah.
But to an Italian, it's not the word Fredo that upsets him. It's the word Dago, which sounds awfully close to Fredo. You sure, and is he sure that he called him Fredo? And not the
That's a legitimate point, Cindy. And I don't know the answer to that question. I'm going by the reports that that we have.
Chris Cuomo
is. I'm sure he's not going to be willing to take a call from me right now. He's getting ready for a show tonight. I'm sure. Trying to think of all the negative things he can say about Trump. You know, he's got to work on that all day long, right?
Yeah. Whatever his ethnicity is, God have mercy. We're in trouble.
Yeah.
You know.
All right, Cindy.
I just wanted to bring that up.
No, that's. I think that's a very legitimate point. I guess the point is, if you go on an F-bomb rant, does that somehow render you mentally incompetent, mentally unstable, and you shouldn't own a gun? I mean, how many times have you gotten mad? And you wouldn't want somebody to take your gun away, would you? I mean, getting mad at somebody who insults you, that's a lot different than the idea of using a gun to shut somebody down. It's a lot different than, I know he threatened to throw the guy down the stairs, but he didn't. It's a lot different than, you know, punching somebody out or hitting somebody with something. It's a lot different than domestic violence or physical abuse. So there are things you can do to react to somebody who insults you that would make it appropriate to say, you're not stable enough to own a gun. But to go on an F-bomb rant, I disagree with the president on this. But I also disagree with Chris Cuomo, who said that calling him Fredo was an insult to his Italian heritage, and it's the same as using the N-word. And I disagree with that. If you've got a comment about any of this that we're talking about, our number is 260-1870. Text number is 870-870. I'm Scoot. Hang on. We're coming right back with more of your comments right after the news on WWL. It was on this day, August the 13th. Wait a minute here. No, I've got wrong information here. Sorry, I don't know what happened, but I somehow got a hold of the wrong list. Anyway, next week will be the anniversary of Stevie Wonder becoming the first musician to ever reach number one on the pop and R&B charts with this song, Fingertips Number Part 2. Number one on the album chart with The 12-Year-Old Genius. So Stevie Wonder was only 12 years old, so we'll do it again next week. Every once in a while it happens. I just had the wrong information in front of me. But it's next week. Anyway, this is an amazing memory of very young Stevie Wonder. 12 years old when he did this song. And he was brought to Motown Records when he was like 11. And look at the phenomenon that he has become. Okay, the Tuesday text-off song is coming up at about 2:50. And we've got a song from the past. That's the original. And a more recent version, which is from the 60s. And growing up as a baby boomer, I thought the song that's the cover, I thought that was the original. But it wasn't. So it's another example of a 60s group covering a song from the R&B era in America. So we'll play the original, and then we'll play the cover, and you decide which you like better, the original or the cover, song A and B. Text it to 870-870. We'll do that in just a few minutes. Here's an update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Is a gun shop's back-to-school sale wrong, insensitive, especially this time, or good marketing? 48% say it's good marketing. 26% say it's wrong, and 26% say it is insensitive, especially at this time. I think it's insensitive. I don't think anybody should make a big deal about it, but I don't get the connection. And I think there are some people that go a little too far to try to make it seem like guns are the answer for everything. And so a back-to-school sale and a gun. Here's a text that says, Scoot, why are you the arbitrator for what's offensive to somebody else? You aren't black and you aren't Italian, are you? Yeah, I'm half black and half Italian. Seriously, I mean, a lot of people didn't know that, but I'm half black, half Italian. I'm not trying to be the arbitrator. I'm just giving my opinion. And it's up to you to decide. But, I don't think it's fair to compare the N-word with a reference to a character in The Godfather. The two words don't have the same power. And that's more than just my opinion. That's going to be almost conventional wisdom in this country when you think about the history of the N-word and then referencing Fredo and The Godfather. I mean, I just don't see that as even comparable. So I disagree with Chris Cuomo on that. But I guess, I guess somebody wants to argue that that it's the same. And I just don't see that at all. So if you didn't hear it earlier, I want to share this with you. There's a lot of bleeps in here. Every time you hear a bleep, it's the F-bomb being dropped out. And it's Chris Cuomo from CNN, and a guy confronts him and apparently calls him Fredo. He's with his wife and daughter, and the guy calls him Fredo, a reference to the character in The Godfather. That's our assumption of what happened. And Chris Cuomo went into this rant.
You're going to have a problem.
What? What are you going to do about it?
I'll ruin you. I'll throw you down these stairs like
Okay, Chris Cuomo lost his temper. But the guy insulted him. I mean, it's an insult. I don't think it's comparable to the N-word, but it's an insult. But President Trump says that he thinks Chris Cuomo did a horrible thing, and that he's out of control. He's an out-of-control animal. But then he adds in he spews lies every night. That shouldn't have anything to do with this, unless his real motivation is to criticize Chris Cuomo because he doesn't like what he says about the administration. He said he was out of control, and Chris Cuomo is so out of control that I would not want to see a weapon in his hand. Is it fair to say that somebody who goes on an F-bomb rant should not own a weapon? Our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870 from Uptown. Randy, welcome to our show.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
I'm good.
Okay, so back in 72, I think it was 72 or 73, the guy thought it was definitely pretty violent. And then I want to mention that back in the day, I had a thing for Ann Margaret. I mean, I just got to say that.
Yeah, who didn't? I mean, who wouldn't?
So that was presented very early to a young man there.
So, yeah, I mean, things did not have to be graphic for us to think about the things that we thought about. And you know, it's the same things that people think about today. Look, I don't like the idea that pornography is so readily available on the Internet. And virtually every teenager has seen hardcore porn. I mean, I don't know what that's like. But even though you're exposed to that, you still have to be held accountable for your behavior. And I guess it just makes it a little tougher for parents to do their job. But I just, you know, I don't know what it would be like to be exposed to that at that age.
Right. Yeah. Back in the day, we couldn't even get near the Playboy. The magazine guys wouldn't even let us near those sections.
Well, you know, my dad didn't hide them as well as I think he thought he did.
I hear you.
All right, Randy, I appreciate the call. In fact, my dad worked for Jack's Beer, and Jack's had a company plane, and my dad flew the plane. He wasn't a company pilot. He was in sales promotion, but he used the plane to cover the 5-state area for Jack's. And so my dad in the backs of the seats on the plane, it was like a 6-seat Piper Aztec, I think, twin engine. And so in the backs of the seats there were Playboy magazines. And so when the kids in the neighborhood heard about, you know, my dad wants to take us flying, I don't know if they liked the flying of the magazines better, but it was pretty interesting. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. I'm looking forward to talking to the B-52s. That's going to be a fun conversation. My next interview that I've got set up is with the B-52s, August 25th at the Sanger, and Berlin is going to be opening up for the B-52s, and we'll have a quick conversation with the B-52s backstage. We'll post that on our WWL Radio Facebook page, and I think there may be a few tickets left for that concert. I mean, it's almost a sellout, but it should be a blast. I'm Scoot, coming back. This is WWL. A gun shop in the Houston, Texas area is being criticized for promoting a back-to-school sale on its guns, offering up to 50% off on firearms. I don't know if I get the connection between guns and going back to school, other than the implication that kids should have guns to go back to school. And of course, that's ridiculous. And I personally think it's insensitive, but I don't know that anybody should make too big a deal about this. The Boyard Shooting Center and Gun Shop in Katy, Texas, which is in the Houston area, offers this sale. And the criticism is mainly because this is less than 2 weeks after back-to-back shootings in El Paso and in Dayton. The back-to-school gun sale goes on from today through the 18th of the month, offering up to 50% off on firearms. Again, I don't know the connection with back-to-school. So, you know, is this just good marketing? Here's an update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Is the gun shop's back-to-school sale wrong? Is it insensitive, especially at this time, or is it good marketing? 39% say it's good marketing. 39% say it's insensitive, especially at this time. And 20% say it's wrong. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Here's a text. Trump gets insulted every day, and yet you don't give him a free pass for getting upset. I don't know what you mean by that, except that I've never suggested that President Trump, because he sometimes gets upset, I've never suggested that he not own a gun. And that's the point of this. I mean, some people don't. Some people are so quick to apply their bias that they don't really understand what we're talking about. I'm talking about the idea that Chris Cuomo, the CNN anchor, goes on a rant, dropping the F-bomb continuously, gets really upset with this guy who insults him in front of his wife and child. And so President Trump thinks he doesn't deserve a gun. I wonder what the NRA would have to say about this. I mean, I don't think that disqualifies you. There are things you can do in life to react to somebody that could cause you to not be deserving of owning a gun. But going on an F-bomb rant is not one of them. And also, we're talking about this this gun shop having this back-to-school sale on their guns again. You know, I mean, so what? I mean, some people will make a big deal about this, and I don't think we need to pay really too much attention to it. But it is interesting the things that people do to promote the sale of guns. And linking it to back to school is a marketing technique that is probably going to work very well for them. Here's a text that says, Cuomo equates every insult he receives as the N-word. I understand him getting upset, being heckled with his family. Let's not act like there's no double standard in the media. Tucker Carlson did that to a heckler in a restaurant with his family, and the media called him unhinged and crazy. Everyone on all sides, family outings, not the time and place to berate people you disagree with. Well, I agree with all of that. And there is a double standard, except on this show, there's not a double standard because I call out those who berate and attack conservatives and members of the Trump administration. And I'm not really familiar with the Tucker Carlson case, but if he retaliated against a heckler, I'm okay with that. The only thing that I disagree with Chris Cuomo is that I don't think calling somebody Fredo, an Italian Fredo, you know, again, one of the loser brother in The Godfather, calling him Fredo, I don't see how that equates to the N-word. That's my disagreement with that. But as far as him reacting, you know, I don't blame him. And you know, sometimes if people challenge you, sometimes they're going to attack back. Now, you know, I would also say that people like Chris Cuomo have to sometimes just be a little tougher and say, you know what, you're a problem, not me. But, you know, sometimes something hits you at the wrong time and you absolutely react to it. All right, the Tuesday Song Text Off is coming up next. If you're on hold, hang on. I'm Scoot. We're coming back with more on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.